Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Month of Agreement special. Again, I'm your host, Miles W. Miller. And people, I am excited to be here with you tonight. Again, we've been having some dynamite shows the last couple nights, and tonight's going to be even more explosive than the rest because tonight we're going to talk about the power of your spiritual gifts. The number 9 represents the number of spiritual gifts, so we're going to talk about spiritual gifts tonight. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, I got some dynamite things planned for you tonight. But before we get into the show, before we get into the lesson, I'm going to take you to an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back.
How many people know it's your time? Oh. We want to thank y'all for coming. I just want to encourage somebody, let you know I am speaking over your life. You get ready to walk into the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance. Just look at somebody and say, it's your time, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all, and say, it's your time. Everybody, can you just say that with me?
It's your time.
Why don't you look at somebody and sing it to them? Say,
it's your time.
Some of you are getting ready to walk into the best season. tell you that it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it for me, you know
it's your time.
Gonna pump it. Mine is sweet tonight. It's mighty sweet tonight. I said it's mighty sweet tonight. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that it's done for me, I'm telling you all that it's done for me. Some of you may not know it, but can I tell you what it's done for me? I said, can I tell you what it's done for me? Way back in 2003, it was back in January 2003, the doctors gave me a bad report, but my wife Tracy and I, we decided that we would believe the report of the Lord. We decided that we would believe the report of the Lord. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. And I'm standing here tonight. I said, I'm standing here tonight. Ooh, I'm standing up
in your
people know it's your time. Oh, just touch somebody and say, it's my time.
Ooh, it's your time. Came to tell you, yeah, it's your time, it's your time. Oh, yeah, your time. Come on, quiet. Help me say, everybody say, oh,
it's your time.
Sing it all over the building.
It's your time.
Sing it if you believe it's your time.
Your time.
Oh, it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it to somebody. Come
it's
on, tell them that. Say, hey.
It's your time.
The whole house say,
it's your time.
Karen, come on, come on.
It's your time.
Oh. Come on up here, Karen Clark. Encourage somebody, somebody. Walk her around, walk her around, walk her. Break it on down, break it on down, break it on down, break it on down. Talk to them a little bit, Karen. Tell them about their time. Tell them about their time.
Mm. It's your time. It's your time. Oh, it's your time. Oh. It's your time. All you men
Hello, and we're back. That was It's Your Time by Donald Lawrence, and I just wanted to play that song because it's very, very, very symbolic. It's your time. Your time has come. Your time is truly now to be everything you've been called to be. It's your time has come. Your time is now to live the life of your dreams. I'm here to encourage you that the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I'm going to say that again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I'm going to say that again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And it's your time. It's time to live the dream. It's time for the nightmare to end. In fact, I've already confessed in my life that the nightmare is over. The nightmare has ended. And it is time for me to experience the life of my dreams because it's wonderful and I deserve it. And I'm just excited tonight because I'm always thankful to have this audience, to be able to talk to you and be able to bring some, you know, life-changing inspiration and motivation and encouragement to you. And tonight's topic is something near and dear to my heart because I understand that in order to move forward in life, you have to understand, you know, how you've been equipped spiritually. So, you know, each night we've been discussing a specific topic according to the date. Today is the ninth day of the month. Nine represents the spiritual gifts. And I'm going to talk to you really briefly about the spiritual gifts and how to operate in them. Because as you're moving forward as a dreamer, as a visionary, as a go-getter, these things, these nine gifts that I'm going to talk to you tonight about are very, very powerful tools in you, you know, realizing the life of your dreams and actually being powerful in the vision that God has given you. So I want to just read a few scriptures here to you just to wet your palate and let you know what the spiritual gifts really are. And I'm going to read to you tonight from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm just going to skip through a few of the verses here. I'm going to start with verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So, What did I just say to you? There are spiritual gifts that we've all have at our, that we've all been endowed with. But it takes God's Holy Spirit to actually activate those gifts. So as you hear me say every week, every time I do a show, you will hear me say at the beginning of the show that I submit or I turn the show over to God's Holy Spirit. And what I'm saying is at that moment, I know that in of myself that what you need, I can't give you. But I know that through the Holy Spirit, I can. Because he's the one who empowers me to actually come out and do these shows. He's the one who gives me, you know, what it is that's necessary to edify you, to comfort, to exhort. So without the Holy Spirit, you probably would not be impacted by the shows that we do. But I know from the results that I get every night, from the text messages that I get, from the emails that I get, from the phone calls that I get after the shows, I know that without a shadow of a doubt that people are being impacted, but it's because I allow myself to be used by God's Holy Spirit. And these gifts, these spiritual gifts that we're talking about here, are the very things that allow us the power to live the life of our dreams. It allows us the power to do things in such a dynamite way that God gets the glory, because it's God that works the gifts that's inside of us. So I'm going to talk to you about the nine gifts, and it's really brief lesson. It's not going to be real long, but it's going to be a very, 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 very brief lesson. I want to talk to you about the classification of the gifts, and then we're going to, you know, just go through them really quickly. There's nine spiritual gifts, as we saw in that verse, and they are classified or broken down into three divisions. And the first division, or it's not necessarily the first division, but this is how I broke them down first. You have utterance gifts, you have revelation gifts, and you have power gifts. Utterance gifts are anything that is verbalized. So speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy are considered utterance gifts because they involve you using your mouth and speaking them out. The revelation gifts are things that are revealed to you by no earthly means. So it has to be something spiritually being revealed to you, not necessarily something that is most times something that you wouldn't have known prior by prior knowledge, not by your own knowledge, but by a force or a spirit, the Holy Spirit revealing things to you. So those gifts are classified as revelation gifts, and those three are the discerning of spirits, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge. And the power gifts are the ones where that you will see dynamic manifestation of God's power. You'll see dynamic manifestation of God in such a way that you can't deny that it's God. For instance, faith. Faith moves things. You know, Scripture tells you that if you have enough faith, even if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can speak to a mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea, and it will have to obey you. Also, the working of miracles. A miracle is something that defies what we consider logic. It defies what we consider the law of physics or things of that nature. Some of the things that most scientists would say govern our society, govern the universe. A miracle defies our common accepted logic. And then there's the gift of healing. Healing is basically, you know, Scripture tells that that the believer shall lay hands on sick and they shall recover. Healing is going and actually laying hands on somebody and watching them recover from an illness, even stuff like cancer, whatever the case may be. So these gifts are here for our use to do dynamite things so God gets the glory out of our lives. So with that in mind, that means that we have these things at our disposal to make use of to impact the world in such a dynamite way. So what is it? So what's so great about them is that you can't take the credit for any of this stuff. None of the nine things I just mentioned are things that in ourselves we can do. We have to have God's Spirit to activate those gifts. Now, once God's Spirit is activating these gifts inside of us, guess what? That means that we are in tune with the things that we've been called to do. Each of these nine gifts brings with it a clarity of mind, if you will, it brings with it power. It brings with it the presence of God. And when you're moving forward as a dreamer, as a visionary, as a go-getter, you have to have God's presence, or things just aren't going to work right. Things just aren't going to mesh well. You have to have God's presence. So I'm really huge on this. You have to have God's presence in order to be able to do great things. So when you're operating your gifts, it allows you to move forward in such a dynamite way that sometimes when things may trap other people or things that may come to disrupt a lot of people's flow, you're operating these gifts and it changes the whole course of everything for you. So, and also, whenever you see something in disarray or you see somebody sick, you see somebody hurt, you see somebody, you see some things that just aren't right, these gifts also are here to be employed so that you can help other people in their situations, to come out of their situations. Just like I've been decreeing and declaring that the struggle is over, the travail is over, that, you know, your nightmare has ended. I'm being used now in a prophetic way. I'm actually speaking out the end of really bad situations for a lot of people out there. I'm speaking out deliverance. I'm speaking out healing. I'm speaking out everything that you need right now being manifest. You know, the scripture tells that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm speaking out right now because I understand the need for what I'm doing, for what we're doing here. I understand that there's a lot of people out there who are hurting. There's a lot of people out there who, if we don't let God reveal to us the gifts that he's planted inside of us, they're going to lose. They're going to lose big. It's not a good thing to have people lose. If we were their solution, it really hurts because it's like, wow, we could have just taken the time to find out more about who we really are, but we didn't do it. We didn't let God's Holy Spirit open up, you know, activate those gifts that are inside of us. So that's why we're coming here tonight in this month of agreement special. Tonight, I'm coming in agreement with everybody who's here, not only for the life of your dreams, which is wonderful and you deserve, but that the spiritual gifts that are on the inside of you get activated. Because guess what? Once those spiritual gifts get activated, it puts you in position to actually make things happen, not only for yourself, but people around you. Because we're here, we're blessed to be a blessing. We have these gifts because other people stand in need of them as well. We get blessed because we have them, but in the same sense, we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to help other people in their time of need. We're blessed to be able to bring healing to a sick area. We're blessed to be able to work miracles for God's glory. We're blessed to be able to operate in faith so that people can see that God is real. We're blessed to be able to discern spirit so we can understand, you know, what may be coming against us. We're blessed to get a word of wisdom because God's wisdom is worth way more than silver and gold. A word of knowledge can save you, you know, a lot of embarrassment, a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. So, and understand that these gifts are powerful and these gifts are necessary and these gifts are they're a gift. They're freely given by God, but they require God's Holy Spirit to activate them. So the goal for tonight is that I pray that everybody who hear my voice will allow the Holy Spirit into their lives, into their heart, into their situations, into everything. Allow God's Holy Spirit to permeate your existence, to permeate your mind, to permeate your body, to permeate your soul, everything that matters, that you let the Holy Spirit into it. And once you do that, you'll start seeing the gifts that are inside of you go to work. There are people out there right now, they need you to be everything you've been called to be. They need you. They got to have you. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, but somebody out there right now has to hear you and has to see you and has to experience you living your dreams because it powers them up. And once you have this power, once this power has built up inside of you, guess what? you actually can stir up somebody else's gifts. You can actually come in contact with them, and they open up for a move of the Holy Spirit. This is, we're all interconnected. We're all interdependent. We cannot exist without each other. I don't believe in the term independence. Independent, I don't use it because I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair to another human being to think that they can live independently in this world, because that is not true. That is so not true. Because if I need coal and I'm in Florida and there's very few coal mines in Florida, then I got to get coal exported from somewhere or imported from somewhere. Vice versa, if I want cranberries and I'm in California, cranberries don't really grow in California. They grow in Maine. They grow in Massachusetts. They grow on the East Coast. So somehow, some way, I got to get those cranberries from the East Coast to California. And vice versa, so what I'm saying is this: we need each other, and we need each other to operate dynamically. So this is what I'm going to do. I got 3 minutes left in this show. I want to pray for everybody that. And I want to come in agreement with you that you experience God's Holy Spirit in such a way that He activates your gifts, that He turns you on, and that once the key is turned on, that it never gets turned back off. So here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you tonight giving you praise, worship, glory, and honor. Father, thank you that this is the day you've made, so we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Father, thank you for these people who have come here tonight on this show. Father, not for a move of me, but for a move of your Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for touching everybody's life, touching everybody's mind, touching everybody's body, touching their soul, their spirit, just touching their whole experience, Father, just permeating their experience with your Holy Spirit. Father, thank you, Father, because you said in your word that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh and that your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And, Father, that the old man shall dream dreams and young men shall see visions. Father, thank you, Father, for just pouring your spirit out upon us now, Father. Thank you for activating our gifts. Thank you, Father, for just empowering us to go forth in power and might for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that everybody who can hear the sound of my voice right now, Father, that their lives will never be the same again, that this moment right now is a moment that will impact their lives forever, that they should want to know more about what it is you have in store for them. Father, thank you that no weapon that's formed against their life, their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, their families, nothing, Father, that you have ordained for them, Father, let nothing come against it and be successful, Father. Thank you, Father, for a new touch from you right now. Father, let everybody who can hear my voice receive your Holy Spirit in their heart, in their mind, in their body, in their spirit, in every part of their experience. And, Father, thank you, Father, for renewing them and restoring them and sending them forth with power and with might. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I come in agreement with them for the life of their dreams, which is wonderful, and they deserve it. And, Father, we give you all praise, worship, and glory. Father, thank you that it's already done, Father, because we know that your promises are yea and amen, that it's already confirmed and established for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. People, I got less than a minute left, but I want to tell you this. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. We'll be doing this tomorrow night at 11 p.m., but I want you to hear me really clearly. Don't just listen to the shows. I want you to become active. Think about the life of your dreams, which is wonderful and you deserve. Hold it in your heart. And while we're here together, we're touching and agreeing with each other for the life of our dreams. We're touching and agreeing with each other for just a powerful explosion of God's power in our lives. We're touching and agreeing that people are going to see us living the life of our dreams and be compelled to want to know more about who this God is that we serve. People, God bless you. I love you. Look, if this show has been a blessing to you, I want you to contact me at MilesWMiller@gmail.com. Leave a donation. It'd be great. And I look forward to just doing more and more of these shows. I look forward to doing more and more things to encourage you, to motivate you, and to put you in the place of your dreams. Because the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And the struggle is over. The travail is over. The nightmare has ended. It's time to live the life of your dreams. So with everything that you got inside of you, come with it. Right now, come with everything you got. It's time to live the life of your dreams. So God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow at 11 p.m.